At 6:06, it is cloudy, rain to our northwest, and 73 degrees in Tulsa. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. It is called JRI. That stands for Justice Reinvestment Initiative. It was passed by the state legislature with much fanfare back in 2011, but since then, it has sat on a shelf, unfunded. Recently, Governor Fallon expressed an interest in funding the plan. That's great news to Chris Steele. He was the Speaker of the Oklahoma House when the measure was approved. He says it'll go a long way toward addressing Oklahoma's correction crisis.
A proposal to make available grants to local law enforcement to improve public safety programs throughout the state. We also want to focus on reducing recidivism.
He says the way to do that is with prevention, treatment, and education. Well, Oklahoma Democratic gubernatorial candidate Joe Dorman comes to Tulsa to talk education over the weekend. He met with the Tulsa Classroom Teachers Association. He says new education standards in the state must be adopted and educators must have input.
Make certain that we have a standard in place that will meet the challenges in our schools. It will be a tough standard, but also annually review these.
Dorman says too often plans are adopted and never reviewed again. He says they quickly become outdated. A 51-year-old man is dead in a Tulsa house fire. The man was found near the kitchen door of a home near 61st and Peoria after firefighters were called around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Firefighters say a woman who also lived there was apparently asleep. She woke up to find the rear of the home on fire. A 19-year-old is in jail. Another 19-year-old is dead this morning. An argument at a back-to-school block party last night led to a stabbing near 38th and Garnett. Mayor Bartlett is getting pumped about pumping water into the Arkansas River. In addition to Tulsa low water dams, there are proposals now for three more dams.
Tremendous amount of interest from the cities of Sand Springs and Jenks in putting in new low water dams, and Bixby joined the group and presented their idea that would be about a $22 million new dam.
The mayor is hoping for a final proposal to be drafted before the end of this year and a vote sometime next spring. The U.S. Geological Survey has recorded several earthquakes near Medford in northwest Oklahoma. The USGS recorded at least seven quakes of magnitude 3.0 or greater in the Grant County town Saturday and Sunday. Now, the Grant County Sheriff's Office says there have been no reports of any injuries or damage. The U.S. sanctions against Russia and vice versa has the potential to impact Oklahoma pork producers. Roy Lindsay is the head of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and he says even a bigger factor is the EU.
They've stopped taking pork from the European Union, and now the EU has extra pork to ship around the world, and that's starting to create competition for U.S. pork.
Lindsay says he does not want the EU to get a foothold in Asia. He says that could really impact domestic pork producers here. Our weather forecast, the air quality will be good, the UV index moderate. Look for showers and thunderstorms to sweep through the area this morning, then skies clear off, and it will get very hot. A high today of 95. The heat index with the humidity will top 100 this afternoon. Tonight, some rain overnight, and we'll drop down to 75 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, hot with a high of 97. National Weather Service radar shows showers dissipating off to the northwest of Tulsa. Right now, it is cloudy and 73. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.